Digital Radio on the app, on your smartphone, on X, YouTube, and Facebook. The Sports Cast. Expect the unexpected.
The update presented by The Sports Cast.
The Sports Cast, November 10th, 2025. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Facebook, X, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please leave a rating and review. It will help us out tremendously. We're also on online digital radio. You can visit our website, thesportscast.net, or follow us on X and Instagram at thesportscast1, and check out our app, The Sportscast, for iOS. NFL Week 10, the bad teams won. That's all I can say. And some breaking news. Coach getting let go, not the first one this season, but another team a little early. Join us all the way from Ohio, Mr. Tan Madden. Welcome back to the Sportscast.
Yeah, good to be here. We got to our first snow flurries here in Ohio today. Not really sticking, but it's here. Winter's here. So,
is it early for November, or that's something you've seen
before?
A little bit.
But, yeah, I mean, we've been known to have a complete snowstorm for Halloween from time to time. So, it just depends on the year. So,
candy and snow, not a bad mix. All right. Yeah. We got some late-breaking news. The New York Giants have let go. Fire head coach Brian Hable. Immediately, interim coach Mike Kafka, the offensive coordinator, he is now the interim coach. After going after a 2-8 start this season, Hable's total record for the Giants is 20 wins, 40 L's, and one draw, one tie. Dan, this was coming. I heard the rumblings, especially after the Giants were up most of the game, but then they lose in the fourth quarter. What do you think about this late-breaking news?
Yeah, I mean, we kind of saw it coming. You know, in particular, I mean, it's somewhat unprecedented, all these coaches just getting fired mid-season like this, you know, but you know, the Giants just have had these breakdowns at end of games, that just these collapses. And I just think that they felt that they wanted to make a change. I mean, I think the interim coach, I mean, I think this is a trial run to see if he's the guy. I mean, this is a guy that has been on the short list for a lot of other teams in the league. So in this situation, I think that they didn't want to wait till the end of the season because they want to see what this guy has. I mean, this is like an on-job interview before they open it up. So I think that's why they made the move. There's a lot of commentators, you know, why wait? You know, you got a rookie quarterback. I mean, this was Dable's guy. I mean, none of the ownership, the management group, they didn't want Jackson Dart. And Dable is the one that wanted him. He's his guy. I mean, they had like this love story. I mean, he loved Jackson Dart. And for this to happen, you know, it's unfortunate, but they decided that they wanted to move on. And I think it's to see what this interim has and see if he could be the guy to move forward.
Yeah, Mike Kafka is a candidate even before this news today. He is an offensive coordinator. He did a lot of play calling going on. He was rumored to be the future coach of the Giants, also along with names of Mr. Lane Kiffin, Brian Flores. I don't think Brian Flores, but Kafka, this is a good addition. He called the plays. So another particular stat is the Giants are now 0-4 this season in games in which they led up to 10 or more points on the road. Jackson Tart also had a concussion. So there were some plays like, why did you put the quarterback in that position and got him? I mean, he's been in concussion
protocol. Like three or four. I think he's been in the blue tent like every game. Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's eventually. I mean, that's just not going to work. I mean, they need to, you know, put him in better positions and not run him as much for sure. I mean, he's just going to get himself killed out there.
which leads me to my next question. The Browns head coach, Stefanski, is he in that same position as the Giants ex-coach, Brian DeTable,
or
is it a different situation?
I think they'll wait till the end of the year. At this point, I have no idea how he can stay. But I don't think that they're going to make that move right now. I think they'll wait to the end of the year. At least I hope. I mean, I think they all need to be let go. Andrew Berry, Stefanski, John Podesta. He's their strategist. He has resigned, and he's going to go back to baseball. I mean, this never made sense to me, bringing a baseball analytic guy into a football room to do analytics for the Browns. I mean, it started with that. I mean, all this analytic. I mean, we just need talent. You know, it's just this Moneyball stuff. It's just not working. So that was a good first move. So that tells me maybe there's more to come, but we'll just have to hope and pray.
Yeah, like the records are almost the same as the Giants. Even Dable won Coach of the Year once, but Stefanski twice. Doesn't mean that he's going to stay longer. But, you told me about that guy Podesta. Was he like a GM, or was he just like...
No, he wasn't a GM. He was like a business operation. Like, he did a lot of like the scout, you know, Moneyball like type stuff, and trying to see, you know, putting deals together and things like that. So I think he was behind a lot of these trades and everything. So in the front office. So I'm glad to see him go.
It might be a scapegoat. I don't know. Maybe Stefanski. Right. It was his fault, not mine.
Yes.
So let's talk about the Jets Browns 27-20. This is one of like the loser games. This is the Jets number two, second win. Dylan Gabriel. You have the stage. What'd you think about this game?
No, this game was an absolute dumpster fire. I mean, this was a toilet bowl of all toilet bowls. I mean, and Dylan Gabriel, I mean, a couple of these, that first drive was, I mean, even when the announcer's saying it's the worst first drive or drive they've ever seen, literally talking about the game, it was that bad. I mean, he was just throwing the ball at the ground a couple times. I mean, he had wide open receivers. I mean, I saw this meme, like there was like fourth and one, and he had like four guys wide open, and he can't see them. I don't think he can see over the line. And tell me in the NFL, this might have to be a record. We might have to get the fact checkers that there was a punt return for a touchdown and a kickoff return back to back in an NFL game. That is unacceptable. That coordinator needs to be fired tomorrow. And I'm sick of Stefanski at the end of the game. They ask him. I mean, he says the same thing every press conference. We got to be better. All facets of the game. Offense, defense, special teams. I got to coach better. I'm sticking with Dylan Gabriel. He's young. And no, like every now and a while, you need to take accountability and be a tough coach and say, you know what? We stunk today. Dylan Gabriel, he didn't look great. Offensively, we didn't look great. In special teams, that is unacceptable. I mean, why can't he say that? And to say, I mean, there's only one thing that makes sense to me is actually two things. My theory, why they're not playing Sanders. Number one, and I just saw this the other day, is Sanders doesn't want to play. Deion Sanders doesn't want to play. You go to Cleveland, if you're going to be a quarterback, you go there to lose your career as a quarterback. Would you want to play quarterback with no offensive weapons, no offensive line? I mean, they're running for their lives out there. He had a back strain. You know, does he really want to play? So that's one theory. The other theory, I think that they don't want to put him out there just like they did with Flacco 2 years ago. They didn't want a quarterback controversy. They got their $200 million cheerleader and Deshaun Watson. Supposedly he's getting better. They're going to roll him back out there. They don't want to play Sanders. If he looks good, then what we have in Cleveland, I got the $200 million man, and you got Sanders. So those are my theories, what's going on there. But at some point, he has to play. Dylan Gabriel is not it as a quarterback. I mean, this is an absolute joke of a franchise. If you want to see my complete monologue, Dan the Funeral Man, I actually did a funeral for the Cleveland Browns, casket and all. It's epic. Dan the Funeral Man, look it up.
Was scripted too.
Yeah.
So Gabriel, do you think he's like a quarterback? I mean, like, he's done. You think his career is it's a
Yeah, no. I mean, he could maybe be a backup if that. I mean, it's just bad. I mean, it really, to look at that game and say, oh, we're going to continue with him, it is just absolute insanity.
That's quite something. Well, he was here to entertain, not to compete.
Yeah.
So, quite something. That was one of the games, but we're going to recap all of Week 10. I thought it was a better week. The bad teams won. We'll get to Miami Dolphins, obviously, in this thing.
Let's start off.
Good game. Germany. Jonathan Taylor completed a 244-yard rushing day with an 8-yard touchdown run in overtime to give the Colts a 31-25 victory over Atlanta Falcons on Sunday morning in Berlin.
Yeah, I watched this game, and I tell you what, the Colts looked awful for three quarters. I mean, I really thought that the Falcons had a chance to win this game. Penix looked good. I mean, he was making throws, and then you know, the Colts, I mean, this was Jones' probably worst game. I mean, he's kind of reverted to the Daniel Jones of New York. I mean, not taking care of the football, fumbling the ball. I mean, but they found a way. I mean, bloody lip and all. I mean, it was just NFL films worthy with the blood coming off his face. And, I mean, it was theatrical. But they found a way to win. And, good game, though, for sure.
You think
probably one of the best overseas games
So
far this year.
In a long time. Do you think, like, this Colts team could beat the Chiefs in the playoffs?
Possibly. I mean, they're going to have – they can't turn the ball over like this because a team like the Chiefs will just make you pay for that. So, they got to get the Jones that doesn't turn it over. But we'll see.
Well, if the Browns were in the playoffs, I'm sure the Colts can beat them. The Jets won their second straight game thanks to a punt return and a kick return touchdown. Both in the first quarter, New York got touchdowns on a kickoff return and a punt return in the same game for the first time. Breece Hall, who thought was tradable, took a screen pass from Justin Fields, 42 yards, for the go-ahead score, and the Jets defeat the Browns 27-20.
Yeah, fortunately, I missed a good part of this beginning of the game because I was doing a funeral, but I actually witnessed the funeral of the Cleveland Browns right here getting buried by the New York Jets. This was a toilet bowl game. The two worst teams going at it. And I mean, two special teams touchdowns. I mean, that's unheard of in the NFL. And like I said, Dylan Gabriel, he is not it. Wide open receivers. And they're still dropping the ball. He doesn't have a lot of weapons. But, I mean, at times, he just throwing the ball at the ground. Defensively, I mean, played pretty good. But they just lose gas at the end of the game. And it's... I don't see another win this year for the Cleveland Browns unless they make the move. And I'm not saying Sanders is it, but I'd like to see if he it.
See where the Sanders family play their cards here. If they don't want him to play for the Browns, I mean, I'm not sure what they're going to do.
I wouldn't want to go out there. I mean, it's a no-win situation for him at this point to go out there with no weapons.
How about the Jets getting all those draft picks?
Exactly. I mean, the Jets want to lose. They're tanking the season, and the Browns find a way to lose to them. They traded their whole defense away. Their stars are gone on defense, and you can't put more than 20 points on the board. Come on.
I think Aaron Glenn's playing all along, guys. I can't win with this team. Let's just do draft picks. All right. Let's go to New Orleans. Tyler Shuck, 282 yards, Dan, two touchdowns. Impressed in his second start for the Saints. Becoming the first Saints rookie quarterback to start and win a game since 1981.
Well, isn't he like 35 or something? I mean, he's been around for a while, so I mean, he's no young buck. So I mean, he has a lot of experience in college. Happy to see that he's getting his chance and to resurrect this Saints franchise. We'll see if he can keep it going.
Keep it safe, Patriots, Buccaneers, young quarterbacks. But rookie Trayvon Henderson stole the show for 147 yards, two touchdowns, led the Pats on their seventh straight win to tie the Colts and Broncos for the league's best record, 8-2. This looks very familiar.
Yeah, no, I mean, the Patriots are for real, and I would put Vrabel for Coach of the Year at this point right now. I mean, what he's done with this team, he's got them believing. They got grit. The way he's got Drake May playing, I mean, he's playing out of his mind right now. and getting the running back going. I mean, Henderson was like three on the depth chart, and then the other running back was like three on the depth. They had two-headed monster this game. So they're going to be a force to be reckoned with. I'm kind of surprised they beat the Buccaneers, but look out for the Patriots. I mean, I think they're better than the Bills right now. I mean, that's saying something.
That's saying something. And Vrabel was in the Browns' office. Why did the Browns ownership?
They let him go. They let him go.
That was a loss, just like how they let go of Belichick.
Yes, right.
Let's go to Minnesota. The Ravens, three straight wins, which is firmly back in the playoff picture, Dan, after disastrous 1-5, all that talk's done. Lamar Jackson played it patient and smart in his second start back from injury, and the resurgent Ravens beat Minnesota 27-19 on Sunday for the third straight victory.
Yeah, they had the AFC North just being god awful this year. I mean they were able to kind of get through this with Lamar Jackson hurt, but now that he's back, I mean I see them running away with this division. And as far as the Viking goes, they got to be kicking themselves getting rid of Sam Darnold. The way he's playing out of his mind just because he had one bad playoff game, and now you have Christian McCaffrey that it doesn't look like he's got it. So somebody's going to have to answer for that, I believe, for a long time.
And the Ravens' defense is back, Dan. Malachi Starks and Marlon Humphrey each intercepted deep passes by McCarthy. A good Ravens defense and a good offense is a good formula.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, they down the stretch, they're going to be tough.
Another interesting game, another bad team winning against a big team that was unexpected. The lowly Dolphins, 3-7, rooted the once mighty Bills, 6-3, who've now gone 2-3 since their 4-0 start. The Dolphins beat Buffalo 30-13 to snap a 7-game losing streak against their division rivals. Tua had 173 yards and 2 touchdowns, and Davon Achan added a pair of rushing scores against the Bills. Changing the GM is working?
Yeah, they got some resurgence there. I mean, this has been this is quite a shock. I mean, the Bills though. I mean, is McDermott on the hot seat? I mean, I think it's a question to ask here. I mean, this is Josh Allen's prime. I mean, defensively, I mean, he's a defensive coach, and defensively they look awful this year, and they're just not putting enough points on. I don't know. I mean, I think he's on the hot seat, be honest with you.
I think so too. I think McDermott should have been. I mean, he's been in the hot seat for me for the past 2 years.
Yeah.
I don't know who they need. Anyways, let's go to New York. Caleb Williams came alive to lead Chicago to another fourth quarter win after the Giants were up, but Jackson Tart exited with a concussion.
Yeah, this was another debacle for the Giants. I mean, just blowing games at the end. And, Williams, I've been pretty critical of it. I mean, he's showing signs that he could be the guy. I mean, it's taken some more time. I just think we're just, with all the hype that it's built up around a player, you kind of have these expectations. But, I mean, he's been clutch moments at the end of the game, and that's what you need out of your franchise quarterback, finding what plays to make. And he's not getting sacked. I mean, way better protection. So I think that's been critical. He's not holding the ball as long at times like in the past. So things are looking up, and he's got a coach that's developing him. And, I mean, that's the difference with a good coach that knows how to develop a quarterback. And he's got that, Ben Johnson.
Ben Johnson has turned out to be a good head coach so far. So
yeah, absolutely.
We'll see what happens down the stretch. Jaguars against a Texans with no C.J. Stroud. They were up. Texans came back and raced a 19-point deficit to hand Jacksonville its biggest collapse in franchise history.
Yeah, no, I mean, this Jacksonville team, I mean, they just cannot get it together. I mean, it's to lose that lead. I mean, with no C.J. Stroud, I mean, and you allow them to put up 36 points like that.
Davis Mills.
Yeah, exactly. But, yeah, things aren't looking good in Jacksonville, that's for sure. But hey, they're moving the team to Orlando, I heard, next year. Do you hear that?
Yeah, temporarily, yeah, for their stadium renovation. So yeah, can help them win. Houston scored 26 fourth quarter points. That's a lot.
Yeah, that's,
anyways, yeah, that's, this Houston, well, I think DeMeco Ryan said this was his best game ever or something. I don't know. Hopefully not, because you want to be down 19 points. Yeah. All right, the Seahawks 7-2 and the Rams 7-2 are tied atop the NFC West ahead of their blockbuster match. Seahawks led 35-0, Dan, with less than 23 minutes off the clock in Seattle and put things in cruise control from there. The 44-22 win moved them to 7-2 on the season and sets up a showdown for first place in NFC West next Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, not only is Sam Darnold not playing out of his mind, but that the defense, I mean, I think they had two strip sacks for touchdowns, like back-to-back in this game. So the defense is playing good. Sam Darnold's playing great. So, I mean, Seahawks are legit, and they're going to be tough to beat.
And the new wide receiver, Rashid Shaheed, ran twice for 20 yards and caught one pass for 3 yards and returned kickoffs in his Seahawks debut. Good trade so far for the Seattle. Let's go to Washington, D.C. Dan Campbell took over play calling, Dan, if you did not know, duties, and led Detroit to a blowout win. Quarterback Jared Goff completed 25 of 33 passes for 320 yards and 3 touchdowns. Running back Jamar Gibbs had 142 rushing yards and 3 total touchdowns.
Yeah, no, I mean, that was a good move, I think, right now. I mean, to put up that many points, I mean, it's you know, kind of switching things up, new look and everything. And Goff played great. You know, the Commanders, just without Daniels, I mean, they're just a different team. I mean, that's hard to overcome, not having him in there, for sure.
Yeah, we'll see what happens with his dislocated elbow. Let's go to San Francisco. Matthew Stafford became the first quarterback in NFL history to throw 4 touchdowns with 0 interceptions in 3 consecutive wins after they beat the Niners 42-26.
Yeah, no, great game for Stafford. I mean, he's been playing really well this year. 49ers, I mean, just banged up. I mean, it's unfortunate. You know, it seems like every year they're banged up, but you know, hopefully they can get everyone back.
Quite something. We'll see what happens with the Niners in the future. Sunday Night Football, Justin Herbert threw for 222 yards, Dan, and a touchdown for a 25-10 victory on Sunday night, extending the Chargers' winning streak to 3 despite a battered offensive line. Keenan Allen passed Antonio Gates for most catches in Chargers history on a play he threw up himself.
Well, this game was pretty awful in the first half. I mean, I texted you last night, and it's like 3-2. Or like, is this a baseball game or something? But, I mean, it was pretty bad. But there's big problems for the Steelers. I said this a couple weeks ago. I mean, people are calling for Tomlin's head over here. And I mean, you could tell Rodgers is frustrated on the sidelines. They can't get anything together. Defensively, they looked awful. So, I think the Steelers are done this year. And Chargers, I mean, they keep winning. They find a way. Even with all banged up, they're finding ways to win.
Yeah, quite something. Let's look at the standings, Dan. AFC East, Patriots, Bills, Dolphins, Jets. Patriots are 8-2, Bills 6-3. You say the Patriots are the best team in the AFC East?
I think so. Yeah, at this point, absolutely. I think they'll win the division.
Let's go to the North. Steelers, Ravens, Bengals, Browns. Steelers are still holding by game. Do you think that will flip and Ravens will go number one?
I do. Yeah, I think unless the Steelers change something drastically, I see them not. I see them losing the next 3 or 4 games for sure.
Is it me or Aaron Rodgers is, because of his age, his point of the season gets a little bit tougher for him?
I think so. I mean, especially, you know, it wears on his body. And then I think, you know, the more teams get film of them, they can study a little bit more. But, yeah, I think the season goes for sure.
AFC South, the Colts are still number one, clearly. That's why the Texans had to win, because they were right behind the Jaguars.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now let's go to the AFC West. The Broncos are still number one. The Chiefs play the Broncos in a week from now, Dan. That'd be a key divisional game.
It is going to be a big game. I do think the Chiefs will win that. I don't. Nick's is just he's been a little hit and miss lately. I mean,
Yeah, offensively.
And now it's correct. it's a sophomore slump. I mean, so I'm not completely sold on him right yet. I mean, when he looks good, he looks really good. But when he looks bad, he looks bad. So depends which one shows up.
NFC East, Eagles look very commanding. Cowboys 3-5.
Eagles and Packers. You're going to get a taste of that evening.
We'll first get into that prediction a little bit later in the show. The North, the Packers, they play tonight. 5-2. Lions are 6-3. Bears are 6-3. So this division, we might see 3 out of the 4 going into the playoffs process.
Yeah,
the Vikings still have it, but
yeah, probably the toughest division for sure.
Toughest. Let's go to the South. Not the toughest. Buccaneers 6-3. Panthers 5-5. It might be between these two, but the Bucks might take it.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, for Panthers even be in the conversation at this point in the season, I mean, you got to feel pretty good about that.
Hey, Nalas is doing a good job down there in Carolina. Let's go to the NFC. Asked Seahawks 7-2, Rams 7-2, Niners 6-4. So this could go, onto the wire, possibly.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, things start clicking. I mean, if 49ers get healthy, it'll be interesting to see when Purdy comes back, if they're going to go with him, or that'll be interesting.
Would you go with Purdy or Mac Jones right now?
I don't know. I mean, I probably got to go with Purdy just because you paid him all that money. And then, but I think he'd be on a short leash. I mean, if he comes in rusty, it'd be hard to let him stay out there.
That's quite something. Let's go with predictions. There's one more game, Dan. You think it's a good game? The Philadelphia Eagles at the Green Bay Packers. It's probably cold in Green Bay, 8:15 tonight. What's your prediction?
I like the Eagles in this one, in a close one. I think it'll be a one-possession game. But I think they'll find a way to win it with a tush push or something.
How close do you think the Eagles were about to get Mr. Garrett? How close was it, you know, for the Eagles to get that trade for
Myles Garrett?
Garrett. Yeah.
So it sounds like it might have been close. I don't know. I probably would have traded him just because you need to complete rebuild and send him somewhere where he can win. I mean, kind of feel bad for him.
Myles Garrett, he's doing his job, he says.
Yeah, exactly. he's here, and so it is what it is.
It's what it is. With a good contract. So there you go. Week 10, one more game tonight. We're in midseason form right now, Dan. What's the best way to reach you online to watch that funeral video of the Browns? Because Dan thinks it's done.
Yeah.
It's cooked.
Yeah. Dan, the funeral man, TikTok, Instagram, or on X, Danimal2478.
There you go. You can follow us on thesportscast.net or the Sportscast One on X, Instagram, and Threads. We'll be tweeting tonight. It's a good game tonight. I don't know if it's an NFC Championship game preview. The Packers don't convince me as much as the Eagles, but it could happen.
Yeah. It can.
We'll see what happens. AFC is kind of open. NFC, the season's kind of open in general.
Yeah, sure.
There's no clear. Like Colts, yes, but Colts can lose against the Bills or Chiefs in the playoffs.
Exactly.
So, anyways, Dan, another one in the books. Yeah. This was your update.